Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen, and I greatly appreciate you keeping it tuned here. I've got a great hour coming up for you. If you missed any of our first hour, I really do hope you'll pick up the podcast. You can find it at our website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Nina May was with us. We opened up by making a plea and a declaration. The plea is that those who have perhaps backslidden, those that are not assured right now or confident in where they are with God, those that have wandered away and said, well, you know, I'll get back to that at another time, encouraging you to make that decision today. Don't wait. If my accident shows us anything, anything can happen in an instant that can dramatically change your life. And you don't want to be in a situation where you didn't make the right choice when you had the opportunity. So I encouraged people to ask the Lord back into their lives, make the Galatians 2:20 declaration that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Make that your daily declaration, folks. Your daily declaration. It's powerful. Just real quick piece of news. Politico has said that a large explosion has occurred at the Abbey Gate at Afghanistan's Kabul airport. Pentagon Secretary confirms casualties are unclear. Sam Faddis is on saying that they are terminating their evacuation. Wall Street Journal reports U.S. Marines have been injured in Kabul explosion, and the Turkish MOD is reporting the explosion in Kabul adds that none of the Turkish forces were injured. I wonder why. Sources telling me that they may well have been involved. Two sources confirm a second explosion outside of HKIA, and reports that the gates are being ordered welded shut. The State Department says initial reports suggest four or more U.S. service personnel may have been injured or killed in the explosion. And my producer indicated that there was reports now by a Taliban leader saying that children have also been killed. I know they're proud of that. Folks, this is horrific. Pray for these people. Pray for our country. And pray that Congress and those that are in a situation, a position to interfere and to engage in something that can change what the direction of this nation, do so. My next guest, Dr. Tom Barrett, has some things to say, shall we say, about this, but also about another topic that is very important for us to hear. Dr. Tom, talk to us about the topic you wanted to talk to us about today.
Well, I want to talk about how to get the greatest reward for the greatest risk, because this is what people are asking me. They're calling, they're frightened, they're worried about the things that are going on. But I would like to announce some good news, and that is that Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer have all resigned, and that President Trump is coming back to take over and fix everything up. So I would like to announce that, but I can't.
Yes. Don't go, folks. Don't go there. Don't go there. That what he's saying is he would like to be able to suggest that there is a dramatic change that has happened, and conviction has suddenly fallen on those that have been trying to destroy our country, and they have been convicted. I will say, pray for that, okay? I mean that, honestly. Pray for conviction. You know, when think about King Nebuchadnezzar, Tom, for a minute, right? I mean, talk about a bad guy. This is a guy that, you know, put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Okay, I mean, this was not a good guy, and yet, you know, conviction in large part because of what happened in that fiery furnace, a fourth figure appearing, but conviction pierced the heart of a very hard king, and he literally had to go out into the wilderness and act like a beast before he came back and actually came to his senses and was like, yeah, I get it now. Okay, there's a God, and we're gonna all worship him.
Well, unfortunately, Biden skipped the part about going out in the woods, and he's acting like a beast in the White House. I mean, literally, I think he signed his own political resignation, whether he knows it or not, because there's no question that the Republicans are going to take back the House in the next election, and their first order of business will be to impeach him for high crimes and misdemeanors. And this is not just dereliction of duty. What he's done is treason, and he has sealed the fate, unless God intervenes, because it's certainly not going to be him, Biden. We're going to see thousands of Americans being held as hostages, you know, with swords at their neck. And if you don't send this money, we're going to chop their heads off. And we're going to see tens of thousands of our Afghani allies just slaughtered wholesale. This breach in the State Department 2 weeks ago, that's not coincidental, because since they broke in to someone, I don't know who, but someone broke into the records. They have the records of everyone who's applied for a visa or a permit to travel to the United States, of our allies. And Biden has been slow walking it. None of them have been issued. And so since that breach, the Taliban have been going around door to door, because they got the addresses, and grabbing the people who have applied to leave. And what they're all saying is that after all U.S. forces are gone, then they're going to kill us and they're going to kill our families, because that's the way the Taliban operates.
And our media was running around over there suggesting that, oh, this is a new, kinder Taliban that's all about unity, and they're all about trying to, you know, unite, and let's all play nice in the sandbox together. Folks, that is antithesis to the Islamic writings in the Quran and the Hadith that Al Rasuli comes on this program and talks to us about. It is the complete opposite. Go to my blog section and you'll see his writings explaining out of their books, not an American, not somebody on the outside, you know, superimposing something, but what's written in their books that they follow. And Tom, my concern is can we survive the next 17 months? Because that's how long it'll be before that next Congress is sworn in. Can we get through the next 17 months? And how imminent is an attack on our soil now that the Taliban are running Afghanistan and an ISIS-like entity is rising again? And let's not forget that they do one-upsmanship in Islam. So that, because I'm a part of free Nigerian slaves, and our group is seeing a dramatic uptick in the last week and a half in murders and killings of Christians inside of Nigeria. And I firmly believe that it is a result of Boko Haram looking across at the Taliban and saying, oh yeah, well, look what we can do. Because that's what they do. Any Islamic scholar will tell you that's what they do.
Well, it's because they're commanded to do it. But, you know, you and I know that Islam is not a religion.
Nope.
It's a cult. It's a
cult of murder.
System,
it's a cult of death.
Designed to control everybody that they can, and it's not a religion. But whether it's Boko Haram, ISIS, Al Qaeda, Biden says there's no ISIS or Al Qaeda presence in Afghanistan. This guy lies when it'd be easier to tell the truth. He said that there's no international condemnation of his actions. Tony Blair called him an idiot. No, an imbecile was his word. All of our allies are upset, and all of the Arabs and Islamic terrorist people are just celebrating because we've shown our weakness. Biden says, I've decided not to extend the deadline past December 31st, sealing the fates of tens of thousands of people. He didn't decide anything. The Taliban said, we're not going to extend it. So he tried to put a good face on it and say, I've decided this. But I heard a senior commanding general, I can't remember his name, recently, you may know it, he said his most junior lieutenant could have handled the evacuation. It's not even evacuation, it's a retreat, but could have handled the moving out of our embassy personnel, the civilians, our allies, and the military better than Biden has. Biden has ignored the advice of his generals who told him how to do it, and now he's blaming them for the fiasco. But it's, you know, as far as surviving, you talk about surviving the next 17 months. What Biden has done, he's handed over billions of dollars worth of the highest tech military equipment that the United States has, and you know that the Chinese are already over there stripping it down, back testing, engineering the software so that they can take down our planes in the air. And he has set the stage for the next 9/11.
There's no question. There's no question. And I want to be very clear as we get ready to go into our break too. We want to save Muslims out of the deception. Their false god demands that they die, and hell awaits, not paradise. We want them to encounter Jesus Christ and be set free from their hate and their misery. That's truly our heart's desire as Christians, is to see them encounter Jesus Christ. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Tom, you were asking me in the break how I'm doing, by the way. And folks, if you're not familiar with my testimony, you really need to hear it, because I died four times in a car accident. I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip, and saved my daughter's life. That was what I was doing. Diving across when a man pulled across the highway, hit him at 55 miles an hour. That caused, though, for me a lot of swelling and some significant weight gain. As of today, I've lost 77 pounds, Tom, 77.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Didn't have to tell me your secret. What I was planning on talking about today was how to get the greatest reward for the least risk. It's a good teaching. We all heard about risk-reward ratio, but not too many people know what it is. So what I would like you to do is go to ChristianFinancialConsciousness.com. Or better yet, just go to ChosenGold.com. That's the site that's connected with Pastor Greg's ministry. Go to ChosenGold.com, fill out the form there, and just ask for the risk-reward video, and I'll make sure that you get it. It's actually better than what I can do here because you can see the pictures as well. But I have a short message I'd like to share with all the people that I've served with in the Marine Corps years ago during Vietnam, to the people that have served in the Middle East, and particularly the people who have served recently and come back maimed and without limbs and just damaged physically and sometimes mentally and emotionally for life. What you did wasn't for nothing. That's what Biden would like you to believe. He's a traitor. He's the coward. They call this a reallocation or a withdrawal. It's a retreat. There's no question that we're retreating from a bunch of filthy goat herders in Afghanistan, but it's not your fault. You protected our country from being attacked by these swine, you know, for the last 20 years. I don't know what the next few months or years are going to bring now that he's handed over almost $1 trillion worth of military assets, billions and billions of cash, state-of-the-art air bases, and other military installations. That's going to become a safe haven for Pakistan and other Islamic people. And so we really need to pray for God's protection for America, because as I was sharing with Pastor Red during the break, Biden is a traitor. He has set us up. He has financed, given the equipment to, and basically given permission to Islamic extremists to attack America. So we need to pray against that satanic assignment that he's been given, and we need to believe God to protect the country that has been a beacon of hope for hundreds of years in this world.
And there are many around the world. I know that my pastors in India, we have over 500 churches that I oversee in India, are praying for America, praying for you right now, folks, praying for this radio program, praying for our ministry that reaches over there to India as well. And I just encourage you, there are a lot of good things that are going on, a lot of good things that are happening. But as Tom said, we also are not, we have not been called to lay down our lives here and be martyrs and give up the United States of America. We have to hold on to this nation and be prepared for what may come, and trust God in the midst of all of it. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Justin Danhoff will talk about Woke Corp America. Go to ChosenGold.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.